You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Now we interrupt this service for a word or two from Mr. Leonard Ravenhill.
We have never seen the agonizing death of a man on a cross. Immediately a man was nailed to the cross, he lost all his rights. And if you ever get nailed to the cross, you'll lose all yours too. Paul says, don't trouble me. I'm branded. I bear the marks of a slave. I'm a bond slave of Jesus Christ. I've no will of my own. I've no rights of my own. There's an old hymn established on that very theme. Let my hands perform his bidding. Let my feet run in his ways. Let my eyes see Jesus only. Let my lips speak forth his praise. All for Jesus. All my being's ransomed powers. All my thoughts and words and doings. All my days and all my hours. This man is no professional preacher. Preaching is not a profession. It's a passion. Man can't preach with passion. He shouldn't preach at all. There's no breath of professionalism anywhere in the ministry of Paul, and thank God there's no breath of commercialism either. Paul has no fear. Do you know what he did? I would to God some of you fellows would do it. Do you know what he once did? He said, I bow the knee to the Father. And because he bowed the knee to the Father, he never bowed the knee to anybody else. Neither demons or politician or kings. He stood there, regal. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. In America alone right now, we have, I dare to say this before God, I believe we have hundreds of millions of gospel cassettes. And we've millions of gospel books. And we've hundreds of Bible schools. And we've hundreds, over the year, we have hundreds of seminars. And we have people memorizing the scriptures. And we have about 5,000 radio stations who every day give some part of the scripture. And yet with all this stuff to feed on, dear God, where are we with all this stuff to feed on? 95% of us are spiritual cripples. Spiritual infants. Spiritual babes, children, full of self-pity, self-interest, self-seeking, self-concern, me first. And some people love God because he gives. We've got this wretched prosperity stuff. Paul's very clear, isn't he? Doesn't he say, writing to Timothy there, that you'll come a day when people think that gain is godliness? Some of God's choicest saints don't have another shirt to change. Peter said in his day, there are some who will make merchandise of you. That couldn't be more true than the day in which we're living. Somebody said to a friend of mine recently who might be doing some building for God, he said, listen, let me give you a word of advice. Don't build anything that will embarrass you in a few years. That's a very good point. I see God's money going in stately buildings and swimming pools and tennis courts, and I want to vomit. With the world starving, with the mission field needing money. Paul never glamorized the gospel. It's a pretty gory gospel. It's a bloody gospel. It's a sacrificial gospel. I believe the cardinal ethic of Christianity is sacrifice, not success, sacrifice. The most precious thing we ever handle is the human soul. There is only one way to heaven. There are a million ways to hell. What do you do to go to hell? Nothing. Just do nothing, that's all. You don't have to thumb your nose at God. You don't have to blaspheme the name of Jesus. You don't have to be adulterer. Just coast on. For the greatest sin in the world is not adultery. The greatest sin in the world is I can manage my life without God. That's the greatest thing. There is only one way to heaven. There are a million ways to hell. Just coast on. For the greatest sin in the world is not adultery. The greatest sin in the world is I can manage my life without God. That's the greatest thing. You say sometimes, I wonder God doesn't burden me. Do you know why? Because he can't trust you, that's why. You're not strong enough to carry the burden. A lot of you here this morning, you don't need more light. This will only make it worse for you at the judgment. What you need is more obedience. Some of you have known for years what you should do, and you hold back. Do you remember some of those awesome words Jesus said to the disciples? I've many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them. I say reverently, Almighty God, don't say that to me at the judgment seat. Don't let me stand before John Wesley and Finney and all the great saints of the ages and say, Raveny, I've many things to tell you. You're so preoccupied with this, I couldn't get through to you. And if I could, you weren't mature enough to handle it. 5 minutes inside eternity, I believe every one of us will have wished that we'd sacrificed more, prayed more, loved more, sweated more, grieved more, wept more. Percent of Christians in the nation are weak. God can't trust them with vision. He can't trust them with burden. You can't trust children with jewels. You can't trust them with something that needs bravery. They're too timid. You can't trust them with a burden. You'll break them. 5 minutes inside eternity, I believe every one of us will have wished that we'd sacrificed more, prayed more, loved more, sweated more, grieved more, wept more.
That's an excitable man. That CD is on the back table if anyone would like a copy of that. It's good to hear every once in a while. Leonard Ravenhill. Sort of ties in with what I want to look at here today. Skin for Skin, I've entitled this. Maybe I'll retitle it, See That You Were Not Deceived. That's probably the best name for today's message. But since I have 20,000 other sermons with that title, my podcasting company won't let me upload another sermon with the message title, See That You're Not Deceived. So we'll call this Skin for Skin. Probably one of the greatest revelations the Spirit of God has ever given me is this. Satan appeals to my comfort zone. I actually had no idea. This was a new concept to me. What do you mean Satan appeals to my comfort zone? That's the subject of today's sermon. It was almost 3 years ago to the day I preached this message here at this church, and it's high time I preach it once again. Let me say it again. One of the greatest deceptions of the enemy is to appeal to your comfort zone. Now let's eavesdrop in on a conversation between God and Satan. If you would please turn to the book of Job. Job chapter 2 verse 1. Now again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, From where do you come? Or of course the King James, From whence comest thou? Gotta love that, right? 400 years later, it's just poetry to that. From whence comest thou? So Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant, Darren? Whoops. Job. Heaven forbid he wouldn't do this to you, brother. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on all the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? and he still holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause. Okay, now pay careful attention to Satan's answer, because it reveals a lot about him. Like eavesdropping in on a friend who's confessing his sins to another friend, or confessing his weaknesses to another friend. You're getting to eavesdrop in on this. Look at his response. Verse 4, so Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. King James, exclamation point. Skin for skin. Yes, or yea, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Now we'll see this assumption of his play out here this morning. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. Now, right along with this verse in Job, is this truth revealed in the book of Ephesians. You don't need to turn there. You can if you'd like. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to keep going, though, if you'd like to turn there. Ephesians 6:11. This is out of my Bible translation. It says, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. The King James, New King James, has wiles, which makes me think of Wile E. Coyote, super genius. If you can remember, old Wiley was relentless, and relentless in his schemes. Of course, the Greek word here for stratagems is methodia. But back to Wile E. Coyote, right? You got Acme Cement, Acme Airplane Wings, Acme Bat Wings, or else Acme Earthquake Pills. You got to remember them. But time and time and time again, he was relentless. That's what this word means. Stratagems, methods of the devil. Again, Paul says, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the methods, the stratagems, the wiles of the devil. And what are his methods? Now, I'm glad you asked that question. Satan's favorite discreet method to take you out is to appeal to your comfort zone and whisper in your ear to take it easy and don't do anything rash. Turn with me, please. Old Testament, book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, chapter 6. I want you to see this in action. Okay, let me set the table here. Nehemiah, chapter 6. God has put it into the heart of Nehemiah to rebuild the city wall around Jerusalem. There were many obstacles along the way. Nehemiah had set his face like flint to finish the task that the Lord had given him. Things are taking place left and right to try to distract Nehemiah from completing his task. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 10.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us.